Yeah, so extremely delighted to be in Wales doing a round of the European Rally Championship. Obviously, the ERC's come over here now. This is the first time here. So, yeah, we're delighted to be here. It's the next round of the BRC Championship and also the Stellantis Cup. But our main focus is the championships. We're going to obviously have all of the European competitors racing against us. It's going to be good to gauge ourselves to see where we're at. And yeah, we're using a hire car from IK Rally Sport from Slovenia, which they've kindly worked very well to get a deal done, you know. And yeah, looking forward to trying out the Opel Corsa. So it's going to be an interesting weekend, you know. It's a new team, new car, but no, looking forward to the challenge ahead.
Why did you decide to move away from the Peugeot and take up the Corsa?
Originally, we were for taking the Peugeot, just the car wasn't ready in time, and the time scale was just a little bit too tight to have it ready, and it'd leave us a little bit tight to have the prep done for the event. So the prep was crucial important. So we just decided it's a good opportunity to try out a Corsa as well. They're mainly the same, you know. There's a few small differences, but no, we just wanted to try it out to see what it's like as well.
And Kyle, your entry for rallying Ceredigion, did it come out of the blue? Because this is a wildcard entry that you received off the back of the ERC.
Yeah, exactly. Delighted. Huge thanks to them. We've been given the wildcard entry along with another Welsh crew. So we're scoring points for the ERC Championship. But it's our main focus is the BRC Championship and the Stellantis Cup. But it's great because we can gauge our pace off the European lads and see how far away we are from those guys, and yeah, we get into the European coverage as well. They have a TV coverage which is quite good, so we get to get into that. And no, it's quite good. It's going to be very, very interesting, to be fair. It's my first European event, so it's a very big weekend ahead, and yeah, one of the biggest rallies for me, anyways, for sure. So looking forward to it, and hopefully everything goes smoothly.
Yeah, it's all boding well for you and your team, and obviously for the exposure for your sponsors as well. But what sort of event is Rally Ceredigion, Kyle? What are you expecting on the stages?
Yeah, so it starts on the Friday evening with two street stages. It's going to be very, very tricky. It's very tight and narrow, and it's just a matter of getting through it, because you can make a mistake very easy, a lot of kerbs. So the real rally doesn't start till Saturday morning and all day Sunday. So it's a long rally. It's 14 stages, a lot of big long stages, a lot of driving on the stages. So yeah, it's definitely going to be a challenging weekend, for sure. But no, looking forward to a challenge. It's going to be really, really good, and I just can't wait to get going.
Yeah, and suppose that you've done Donegal previously, and it's a very, very long rally. That helps you out in a case like this as well when you're heading into the weekend.
Yeah, exactly. It's always good. That was my first time doing only all the 3 days, and it's always good to do the full rally and see how you can manage and cope throughout the full weekend to keep the concentration levels up. And yeah, it's really, really good. But no, we're happy enough with the Donegal results. So yeah, it's happy enough with the pace on tarmac. So if we can just continue learning and building every rally, I'm learning and learning so much. And I think this weekend there's so much on the table to learn. And yeah, we have to think about learning as long as we keep going and learning along the way. That's really crucial and important. So it's just finding the small steps, which is quite good, so we can just keep learning and building it all up.
And obviously, you're not the only Donegal man's there. Ryan McHugh is there as well, competing in the junior category. You two guys have had great battles over various events, and I'm sure the Irish boys will be looking to give the locals a bit of a test there this weekend.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's good to have another Donegal lad, and for sure there's a lot of Irish over here. Like the Motorsport Ireland Rally Academy has got 10 crews competing in this event, which is the most ever for the academy. So yeah, it's an unbelievable achievement for them, and the work that they're putting in to help us get to the events where we need to get to. It's just a huge credit what they're doing. It's paying off now, whenever you can see an entry like that with 10 Irish Academy drivers doing it. So hopefully we all can get strong results throughout the weekend and do the Academy proud.
Yeah, just finally then, what would a strong result be for you? Obviously, you want to find yourself in championship contention come the last round. So this is going to be a pivotal weekend, Kyle.
Yeah, for sure. I think if we just focus on everything we have to do right, and hopefully the result can kind of come to us. But it's not going to be easy. It's such a big long event, and especially with the European guys racing us as well, it's going to be interesting to see. But I think my main focus is the championships, and then just gauge my pace to see how far away we are from them and if we have to up it or down it. But I think we'll not know till we get started, so it's one of those things where you just have to get going and see where you're at, and then from then on through the event, kind of scale your pace up and down if you need to come back or push for a little bit extra. But no, I'm just hopefully looking forward to it, and hopefully everything goes well, and it's going to be a class event.